Louis Belina Show from inside the Charles Schwab studio.
Hello?
We're joined a couple of times each month by Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery. Alan, how's your universe?
Hey, my universe is doing great. How's yours today?
It is chaotic. It is hectic. You know, originally we were going to hook up yesterday. One of those days you wake up and life ain't quite right, you know?
Yeah, you know, at least you can wake up and go to sleep, wake up again. That's what it's all about.
Kind of makes me laugh. There's a truth to that. Yes, at least you woke up. I will.
That's right.
Okay, I need a T-shirt with that. That's pretty good.
My life motto is: any day you wake up and no one's trying to actually kill you, you're doing good.
Any day you wake up, you're ahead of the curve.
That's right.
I would go with that. Alan Ward is the head brewmaster, owner of Brigadoon Brewery. Brigadoon Brewery is located on the grounds of the Texas Renaissance Festival. So every fall for about, I think it's like 19, 32 weeks. I forget how long. But during the Texas Renaissance Festival, you can stop by and enjoy an amazing craft brew from, well, Brigadoon Brewery. But also, Alan does have the best, and I mean only the best, Texas craft beer from all around the country. But, you know, Alan, you are more active in the craft beer world than just, you know, Renaissance Festival time of the year.
Yeah, we do a lot throughout the year. For example, we'll be at the Battlegrounds in Niblick Creek May 7th and 8th, coming out with our beer out there, spreading craft cheer. And we also search the Texas beer scene for new beers and new things for our fall classroom. And I do a little consulting and just try to keep staying active in the beer industry.
Talk a little bit, if you don't mind for a moment, about your consulting, because I know we talk and, you know, you go, you know, overseas, you go out of country, you visit other Texas craft breweries, you brew with them, they reach you out to your advice. You stay very business. I don't know, behind the scenes in brewing.
Yeah, I kind of fell into that, but people will pay people to come out and help them, and I enjoy going to new places. And sometimes I just go and look at a recipe or see what they're doing and watch what they're doing and see if maybe they can do better or worse or check for, how you could be more affordable or maybe have a problem. And to me, I just enjoy going to different places and seeing different ways of doing things and meeting different people. There's beer involved, so why not?
There's beer involved. There's a lot worse ways to make a living and spend a day, isn't there?
Oh, there sure is. You know, when I do my consulting meetings, there's always beer in meetings. I used to be in the real world of education as a director for technology and technical services, and there was no beer at those meetings. They're always boring and no fun, so there's always beer in meetings. It makes it better.
When Alan joins me, it's a couple of times a month. One of those couple of times, we do our monthly beer recommendations. Now, we, Alan, are about to discuss them, but really I recommend that you take time out of your day, if not today, maybe tomorrow over the weekend, and look at his monthly beer recommendations, because Alan does his write-up at BrigadoonBrewery.com, BrigadoonBrewery.com, BrigadoonBrewery.com. If you can't spell brewery, don't drink beer. BrigadoonBrewery.com, and it'll say April review. And for each beer, you have the name and then the brewery and a link to the brewery. It tells you where the brewery is, and all his tasting notes are right there, talks about the style, then a 1-5 scale, grades it in each category. You end up with a total rating, and you can even click on and see a picture of the beer. I mean, these reviews are amazing. You will not find better, more comprehensive, call it what you want. You know, they're amazing beer reviews at BrigadoonBrewery.com. Alan, one thing in general I noticed, you have one high-scoring beer, and the rest are in that good, maybe not so greatish zone.
You know, and I've noticed that. Maybe it's my palate. I don't know. But I've seen that there's a lot of mediocre beers out there hitting the market. And I attribute that to the fact that craft beer drinkers want something different all the time. And it is hard to consistently produce a fantastic knock-your-socks beer off if you're trying to produce volume, numbers of beers coming out. And I think that may hurt the industry in the long run. Who knows? But the drinker is what's driving that, that people have wanted something new, something different. And so some of these beers in the market, I'm not sure whether they would have hit the market years ago.
Oh, really? Again, this is just the demand. You've talked about it before, to keep creating new without necessarily going quality.
Exactly. They don't have new, the average craft beer drinker, and I'm kind of guilty of that myself, goes to the store and does this. Had it. Oh, I haven't had that one. Let me try that one. Had it. Haven't had that one. and they'll get a six pack of their usual beer that they usually drink anyway. So they're looking for new things. And I'm guilty of that when I go places and see things. I want to try something new and different. And that, I think, is causing a lot of places to just put beer out there. Now, as long as you can get a middle-of-the-road beer, and a three score out of a 1 to 5 scale is not bad, you're doing okay. But it's hard to hit out of the ballpark with a huge, big hit consistently if you're doing volume of different volumes of styles coming out there. And it's just a matter of, I think that's the industry, with the issue industry's got right now.
What was the last huge hit that was original? You know what I mean? What was that last huge hit?
Probably the last new style that came out, which I wasn't a big fan of, was hazy IPAs. That was the last biggest one to hit the market. To me, that I've never liked hazy IPAs. We made a hazy IPA at Brigadoon years ago by accident. We fixed the problem and never made it again. And people made that, and it kind of took off. And I think someone just made it by accident. So, yeah, it's new style. And said, yeah, let's try this. You got to have it. You got to have it. Now I'm thinking I'm seeing a trend, and I hope I'm seeing a trend, that we're kind of going back to Pilsners, which looks like most craft breweries are now producing some kind of Pilsner, which is a fantastic shift in the market to me.
Now, you know, I agree, but there's nothing new or original about a Pilsner. That's a traditional.
No, there's nothing new about it, but you know,
it's just delicious.
Cyclic in the world. Yeah. And if you brew a good Pilsner, you can brew anything. Because Pilsners, by nature, are hard to brew. They're generally clear or semi-clear, so anything shows up quickly. They're generally light on the palate, so if you have any mistakes in there, it shows up. And it just makes a good quality beer and hard to do that. So if you can do that, you make any beer you want to.
Speaking of Pilsner, your highest scored beer recommendation for April is Golden Age from Family Business Brewing.
Yeah, this was a one was brought to me by my son. We were at a family Easter party or gathering, and he said, "Dad, I got a beer you need to try if you haven't tried it." And he put it on the table. I said, "Well, I have not tried that. Let's check that out." And it's from Family Brewing, Family Business. I always want to say brewing. I don't know why, but Family Business out of Dripping Springs. And they made a German-style Pilsner, which I'm always kind of, okay, we'll see. I put it down. Let's check it out. But this beer was on task. It had some great flavor, clear, fantastic flavor to it. I think it's a Saaz. They don't have a post of it. I think it's a Saaz or one of the noble hops, meaning that it's not too hoppy. It hops in the background. It's probably a smash beer, meaning they have only one grain in there, which is not that untypical for German Pilsners. That's going to be a German Pilsner grain. And it's just done really, really well. I gave it a 3.6. There's no picture of the beer in a glass. So they didn't have a glass with it, but I did pour some into a smaller container, and it's fairly clear. It's, you know, it's not crystal clear, but it is a decently clear Pilsner beer. This is a beer that if you can find it, get it. It's one you can try and drink all afternoon. It would go great with barbecue, which is what I happen to have it with. And it was a pleasant surprise for someone just bring it and plop it down in front of me. It's great. I need to go visit them this summer.
Now, Dripping Springs, this is where you have to help me because I'm geographically impaired. Where's Dripping Springs?
Think Hill Country, Austin, and go northwest.
Okay. You say Hill Country, I can get my bearings that way.
Yeah, and that's just the areas. And they're one of the chief owners is actually one of the Supernatural stars. My daughter wants to go out and see them.
Whoa.
I can't remember his name right now.
Okay, that's why I've heard about this. Okay, which Supernatural star? Because I knew I've heard of this brewery. Now I know why I've heard of the brewery. I'm a big Supernatural fan.
Yeah, my daughter is too, and I've gone to a lot of their conventions and everything, and I've stood in line watching get
what?
Jensen Ackles, maybe, I think. I don't know. Yeah, she's a big Supernatural fan. We went to conventions and seminars, and I stood in line for her to get autographs and everything. I am not that great on names on actors and actresses. I think it's Jensen Ackles, though.
He's one of them. It wouldn't surprise me, but this is amazing to me. I'm kind of laughing right now because, again, I didn't know you to be a convention buff, let alone a Supernatural convention buff. I know you're blaming it on your daughter so that you can hide behind her, but come on, man.
No, trust me. It's my daughter. But, you know, it's one of the things that early on in our life cycle of family that she wanted to go do, and she wanted someone to go with her, so I would go with her. And it's kind of our thing. We, you know, we do the Comic Cons and those things mainly because we get to go together. And that's why I go and enjoy it. It's kind of a fun thing to do. And we still do things here and there. Now, of course, the COVID situation kind of killed all that, but, we would go and we had a good time. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be excited when the Supernatural prequel comes out in about another year and a half. So you'll have new conventions to go to.
There you go.
Next up on our monthly beer recommendations, we're visiting with Alan Ward of Brigadoon Brewery. I just love the name Elvis Juice. But then Brewdog Brewing, that's a double win.
Yeah, and you know, the name got me. Elvis Juice is the way. I took a second look at it as a Brewdog. Well, I got to try that because I got friends of mine who brew with Brewdog in Scotland. This is actually brewed in Ohio. Brewdog has got several breweries around the world, and this is actually being in Ohio. This is an IPA, and they say it's made with grapefruit juice. And you know what? Give them credit. You can taste the grapefruit juice, which is one of the things I always get upset about beers if they say they got whatever it is in it. If I say it's got a kitchen sink, I want to taste the kitchen sink. So, and they, you can taste it. This is a beer breakfast beer to me. It's got a good aroma. You can smell the hops and the grapefruit across the citrusy, and you taste it. You're drinking grapefruit juice, basically, with a little hop added to the backside. It's good. 3.2. It's not, you know, it's not a crystal clear beer, but it's not a dark beer. It's you can see through it if you want to. And to me, I really enjoyed it. I was kind of surprised. I got it just to see what it was about. I kind of like it. And the name Elvis Juice was kind of, I'm not sure I would take that one, you know, but it's good. It's got a nice caramel malt flavor to it. It's got a front citrus loaded and a grapefruit finish to it. This is a beer that if I was going to drink a breakfast beer, will be on my list of breakfast beers.
Next up is one of the most fascinating write-ups you've ever done on a beer. It's Weed Golden Ale from Weed Cellars in San Antonio, Texas. And if ever anyone did a stream of consciousness in a beer tasting notes, this is your stream of consciousness moment.
Yeah, and I apologize. I had to get off my soapbox at the end there.
Apologize. It's entertaining as heck.
I was walking through the store, and we always look at the end of the aisle at the beer at the HEB in our area because they have single beers. I can see what I haven't had yet. And this popped up, and I said, weed? It can't be really weed. I looked at it, and my wife goes, "What?" Well, that says weed beer. And this guy's walking by between us. He's kind of passed between us and the counter. I said, the can says weed beer. But I said, it can't be weed. And he stops and does a double look. He kind of goes, what? This beer here, I got because of the name. And I thought we'd be on the air yesterday for 420. I thought, well, you know what? This would be a great 420 beer. This is a strange beer. It's got a grassy taste to it, a lemongrass flavor to it. It's a middle-of-the-road beer. It's 3.1. But what got my attention, I never heard of the brewery. And I started looking research and trying to find out where they're at and who they are and what's going on. And kind of find out Weed Cellars is a brewery, but they're mainly a winery. And what they've done is they are licensing breweries across the United States to produce beers. And the two beers they have is Weed Golden Ale and Weed Golden Ale Light. So basically they're selling a beer based upon the name, not the quality of the beer. Now, after doing some savvy researches, it took me a long time to find out that their address in Texas is in San Antonio. Happens to be the same address that Alamo Brewing's at. And that's how I know that. I just know that's the address from Alamo Brewing. So Alamo Brewing is probably contract brewing this beer for them. And Alamo does good beers. This is just a weird beer. And I think it's a trend we're going to see some around the United States is that some breweries are not going to produce their own beers. And they're going to contract, which is still being done. I know it's a lot. It's a long-term project for a lot of people. Some big beers are brewed contract and allows them to brew beers more fresh in certain areas of the country. Yuengling's is a good example of that. It is brewed not in Pennsylvania. It is brewed in Dallas, Houston area, and the Texas market. So it's the same beer, just contract brewed by Molson Coors. The thing of this is, I would hope they would have had a better website. You go to the website information, there's no information. Their Facebook page has got all wine and shows a couple pictures of beer. If you're going to produce a beer,
it's not a brewery. It is not a brewery.
But if you're going to sell a beer, if I'm going to sell a guava, I should be able to have some information about the guava. Some information. It's not a brewery. No, it's not. But it's a great name for beer. It gets your attention.
The next one up, we're visiting with Alan Ward, Brigadoon Brewery, joining us on the Smoothie King Hotline. Most guests of the Louie Belina Show. Join me on the Smoothie King Hotline. It is Redacted, and it's a Japanese rice lager from Manhattan Project Brewing out of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, Manhattan has a lot of beers out there, and they're a beer that their names are all related to the Manhattan Project style of science deal. And they have some really cool names out there. This beer is a middle-of-the-board Japanese rice lager, meaning that it is made in a Pilsner style with rice. Keep in mind that in actuality, there's two styles of brewing. One's ale and one is lager. Ale yeast ferments at the top of a container and lager yeast ferments at the bottom of a container. In Japan, beers were made with rice because this was available. Not a lot of barley available in Japan. And this is a standard middle-of-the-road rice lager, good clarity to it, decent flavor to it. And if you're looking for a rice lager, this is one to try. And I'm not sure what they're going for, but they hit the market on what they call it, at least. It's not bad.
And the final one, this fascinated me. It didn't get the highest score, but again, 3 out of 4, as you said, it's a good beer. Maybe not special, but it's a good beer. It's Crumpet, an English brown ale from Mountain Fork Brewing out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, Mountain Fork has been in the market now about a year and a half in Texas. Broken Bow is just across the state line in Oklahoma, Texas. Now, some folks might argue that anything north of Dallas is a Yankee, so maybe they don't count, but it is just across the border from the state of Texas. It's English brown, and what can I say? It's got a caramel taste to it. It's dark. You don't taste any house which you shouldn't in this style of beer. It's got a strong grain taste and a wee bit of caramel. This is a beer probably better on a cold day. I had it on a warm day. We're probably done with cold days here in Texas for a while. It's, what can I say? This is the English brown. I'm not a big fan of the English brown style. It's one of the British styles I'm not a big fan of, but they've done it to where it should be done. If you like English browns, this is what you try. I gave it a 3. You can see it's a dark color on the picture there. It's almost black, opaque color. It's really, really dark. But not a bad beer. Mountain Fork has done some decent beers out there. Some of the beers I've liked, some of them have been on the edge. But they're our neighbors to the north. We'll give them a shot.
It's a Lou beer, isn't it?
It is a Lou beer. This is the beer you would like.
I knew it. I looked at the photo too and I went, oh, that's a Lou beer. Alan Ward, yep. Brigadoon Brewery, joins us a couple of times a month here on the Louie Belina Show. We talk beer, the making, the tasting, the business of, and of course, the monthly beer recommendations. Now, we've talked about his recommendations, but come Saturday, you'll be like, oh, Lou and Alan, I can't remember. Go to BrigadoonBrewery.com. BRIGADOON, BrigadoonBrewery.com. It says April review. And you can check out the tasting notes, the breweries, the name of the beers, and everything we've talked about, and more. That's the whole key, and more. BrigadoonBrewery.com, check out April Review. Alan, thank you always. I appreciate the sacrifice that goes in to trying these beers for us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'll tell our listeners that don't be afraid to try something new. Try a different beer. Try it out of your comfort zone. And you never know. You might find your new next favorite beer at all. Look, good talking to you, Louie. I'm a cold wimpy. Next time I see you.
Outstanding. Be good, brother.
Take care.
Alan Ward, Brigadoon Brewery.